For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. 12 Russians have been indicted for allegedly trying to interfere with the 2016 U.S. presidential election. They're all said to be members of Russia's intelligence service. Democratic Senator Mark Warner says if the president and his team are not willing to make the facts of this indictment a top priority of the meeting with Vladimir Putin in Helsinki, then the summit should be canceled.
There should be no one-on-one meeting between this president and Mr. Putin. There needs to be other Americans in the room.
President Trump says he will confront Putin on the issue and other topics as well.
Ukraine. We'll be talking about Syria. We'll be talking about other parts of the Middle East. I will be talking about nuclear proliferation.
Trump making his comments during a joint U.S.-UK news conference outside of London alongside British Prime Minister Theresa May. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
During the joint U.S.-UK news conference, British Prime Minister Theresa May said she welcomes Trump's visit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki.
We agree that it is important to engage Russia from a position of strength and unity, and that we should continue to deter and counter all efforts to undermine our democracies.
Trump pushing back against an article in the British Sun tabloid in which he criticized May's handling of Brexit and said he'd given her advice, but she didn't listen.
I didn't criticize the Prime Minister. I have a lot of respect for the Prime Minister. Unfortunately, there was a story that was done, which was, you know, generally fine, but it didn't put in what I said about the Prime Minister, and I said tremendous things.
Trump told reporters, however, the UK handles its departure from the European Union is fine with Washington, as long as the U.S. can trade with Britain. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has urged a U.S. delegation led by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to quickly reunite migrant families separated at the border, calling for a permanent alternative that prioritizes the well-being and rights of minors. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Sarah Palin not happy about being pranked by comedian Sacha Baron Cohen, who pretended to be a disabled veteran interviewing her for his upcoming series on Showtime.
It just got worse and worse and worse as the minutes went on in this bizarre, really embarrassing, humiliating interview that, you know, it mocked middle-class Americans, it mocked our values, it mocked the disabled.
But the comedian apparently disputing her version of events, saying in a post attributed to his alias that, quote, "I did not say I was a war vet." A national poll claims most Americans support the 1973 Supreme Court ruling that made abortion legal. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
A Gallup survey claims most Americans support the 1973 Supreme Court decision that made abortion legal. That new Gallup poll revealing 64% of Americans say they believe Roe v. Wade should stand. 28% surveyed said they'd like to see it overturned. The results coming, of course, as the Senate prepares to hold confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, and many Democrats and a handful of moderate Senate Republicans have voiced their opposition to that 53-year-old judge based on his views on a variety of issues, including abortion. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Three Massachusetts men charged with animal cruelty after posting a video on social media showing them making noises like a goat blowing what appears to be marijuana smoke down a goat's throat. The goat has been placed in a foster home. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.